Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, Arisha, I feel like I know the answer to this, but have you ever dated someone new just to make an ex jealous?
I mean, honestly, just existing makes my ex jealous, so...
Wow. Is that why you wear their sweatshirts all day, every day?
Okay, weirdly, I literally just put them in the donate pile today.
Oh, wow.
Progress.
So much growth. But I feel like that's got to be what Kanye's doing with actor Julia Fox. Like, all of the sudden, they're supposedly dating, and it's just so sweet and romantic. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a little sus.
Yeah, and I mean, we have to remember we're dealing with Kanye here, so... How else is he going to be able to stay relevant?
I mean, I know I can't truly fall in love with a guy until he stages a whole photo shoot around our second date.
Mm-hmm. True love right there.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, January 11th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kanye. We don't understand you at all. Mm-hmm. Or do we? Or do we know what you're up to? Mm-hmm. But we do love watching you do whatever the hell it is you're doing. So we all know Kanye's been trying to win Kim Kardashian back in a very public and, I gotta say, embarrassing way. But he also dates at least one model while he's doing it. Like, he has one model on retainer. And now he's adding actor Julia Fox to the mix. Mm-hmm. So Julia is best known for her role opposite Adam Sandler in the 2019 film Uncut Gems, which, funny story, I was watching Hot Ones last weekend. Oh, and Pete Davidson was on there. And he was everyone watch Uncut Gems. Like, he was talking about Uncut Gems. I was like, that's really strange, actually.
Story was riveting.
Thank you. I know that. So, but it's weird. It's the connection. Like, these people can't get away from each other. So screw you. So just last week, Interview Magazine published an article that Julia wrote about her romance with Kanye. And the article is called Date Night. Mm-hmm. So Julia says she met Kanye in Miami on New Year's Eve and that they had this instant connection.
Well, my thing is, whenever you meet somebody on New Year's Eve, everyone has an instant connection, and then it's gone as soon as January 1st hits. That's how that works.
As soon as the Molly wears off, you mean?
That as well. But yeah, Julia feels differently. She said, Kanye's energy is so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing, dancing, and smiling all night long, which is very curious.
I mean, that's Kanye in a nutshell. Just smiley Kanye.
Was it Kanye or did somebody have a Kanye mask on and you didn't realize it wasn't actually Kanye?
Good question.
But the next day on New Year's Day, they were seen together at the upscale Italian restaurant Carbone in Miami. And by that Sunday, Page Six reported that Kanye and Julia were officially dating after they were seen on another date at Mikado Ball Harbor. And then a source told Page Six they both just got out of their former relationships and they've helped each other recover immensely and said they're kind of kindred spirits and it's cool to watch.
How could they possibly know that? They've been together for an hour and a half. They're kindred
spirits.
Sometimes
that's all you need. Ugh. An hour and a half and some really good Italian food.
that's fair. So the whirlwind romance has begun. And since New Year's Eve, they've been spotted on dates in New York, including one at New York's Carbone. It's apparently Julia's favorite restaurant. And it's one of Kim's favorite restaurants.
Wow, look at that connection.
I mean, so Kanye apparently directed a photo shoot for her while people were still eating because, you know, why not, right?
I mean, tell me you're Kanye without telling me you're Kanye. This is so ridiculous. So in her interview article, Julia writes, at the restaurant, Ye directed an entire photo shoot for me while people dined. The whole restaurant loved it and cheered us on while it was happening. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't eat at upscale Italian restaurants very often, but even when I'm eating at like a Wendy's, I don't want people cheer. I'm not going to cheer while somebody's taking photos. I'm just
I mean, the epitome of, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Exactly. Julia then goes on to say he brought her back to a hotel suite and the suite was filled with Balenciaga clothes for her to try on as a romantic surprise. She calls it a Cinderella moment and that it was every girl's dream come true. The interview article even contains pictures of both of them looking cozy and I guess very on brand for the two of them, including one of them where she's straddling Kanye on the floor.
Yeah, that one really, like, somehow took me by surprise. I'm surprised that anything surprises me.
Yeah, I'm surprised that surprises you.
But I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. It's just like, is this every girl's dream to have a man dictate your wardrobe? Like, is that really a Prince Charming moment?
I mean, my dream is to have a man whisk me to Italian restaurant after Italian restaurant in different cities.
Same.
But the clothes part, I don't know.
It's
just
like,
take me
here,
to a Target.
Come try on all this designer clothing after getting bloated off Italian food. That's my dream.
That's a really good point.
So clearly Julia wants us to know about her new love with Kanye. The article was kind of like a press release, but it's Kanye. So, you know, that doesn't surprise me. But also it's Kanye and not everyone is convinced the romance is for real.
Yeah, so a few days after his great big Balenciaga romantic gesture, it was revealed that he actually has a deal with The Gap and will be bringing Balenciaga on for a collaboration with the brand, which makes you wonder, is this just a series of PR stunts to hawk a product? Right. Knowing Kanye, you really can't put anything past him. Or maybe he's seeing Julia as his new muse for the collaboration. I still can't process the fact that The Gap and Balenciaga are collaborating.
Same.
That's what's shocking me most about this.
That was my first thought, too.
Like, I feel like that's just like a Walmart brand doing a collab with Prada or something. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But whatever the reason, some are saying that Kanye's trying to turn Julia into his new Kim.
What?
And as you love to remind everyone, at the start of Kimye's relationship in 2012, Kanye reinvented Kim's style. He went through her closet, did a wardrobe overhaul, got rid of any kind of color. And Kim's admitted many times that Kanye actually shaped her style. And it seems like history's repeating itself.
Yeah, Kanye, look, that moment of him, like, getting rid of her stuff will forever live in my brain. And I was so annoyed by it. So I will continue to remind everyone. I will never stop. It was trash. But Kim does look great. So
yeah, she does.
It's not like Julia is completely oblivious to Kanye's relationship with Kim and his influence on her style. She's even described herself as a diehard OG fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So she's definitely seen their whole relationship play out on TV.
Yeah. So this is a little bit interesting is the adjective I'm going to use here. Julia says she's so much of a Kardashian fan. She's even said she hoped the Kardashians would be her own family. And as our blessed internet sleuths have noted, Julia even liked one of Kim's Insta posts. Mm-hmm. And it was this photo of Kim walking out of a hotel captioned, "The best is yet to be." And it goes a little deeper. Julia was once a featured model for Skim's social media channel. So yeah, it's all intertwined.
It really is. But even though Julia is getting pretty hot and heavy with Kanye, she may not be his only lover, because he's also been seen recently entertaining other women most of the time on his balcony.
This balcony story is just truly ridiculous. So yeah, the day after Julia said she met Kanye, he was seen on his Miami hotel balcony with singer Audrey Nix. And then not too long after that, Julia was also seen on that same balcony.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what a scandal.
Hope she had a black light.
Oh God. Or not. Ignorance is so bliss. Plus, and then up until recently, he was dating model Venetria. So
yeah.
And Page Six did report that they broke it off in December after Kanye repeatedly tried to publicly win Kim back, also known as Venetria coming to her senses.
Right. Seriously. And of course, Kanye may not have even given up on Kim yet. Like, way back in December, we know Kanye was singing to Kim at his L.A. concert with Drake, which was supposed to be a benefit, but concert's mm-hmm. definitely the right word for it now. You know, he said, "Run right back to me, Kimberly." Plus, he's been saying he wants her back in interviews. And then late last month, Kanye bought a house right across the street from where Kim lives. He even paid $421,000 above asking price to make sure,
my gosh,
that he was completely up in her grill.
That's a and second house.
Say, right. Seriously. Like, sure, maybe he just wants to be close to his kids, but I'm pretty sure that when Kim was like, "Yeah, I want you to be closer to the kids," she meant California, not like a casita yeah. in her backyard.
Yeah. I mean, even a different street in the neighborhood. My God. And a Page Six source says that Kim was none too happy when Kanye mm-hmm. bought a house across the road from her in Hidden Hills. Of course not. Still, an insider told E! Kim is still the only one in his heart and says Kanye believes Kim's his soulmate and they'll end up back together. Don't know how to tell you this, Kanye, but you can think whatever you want. Two people have to tango with that.
He's like, "I know Kim got really high powered curtains recently, but I still think it's meant to be."
The E! Insider also says the other women that he's spending time with are a distraction. He likes the attention that he's getting from them, but that's all it is. And according to Page Six sources, Kanye is even dating Julia only as a ploy to get under ex Kim Kardashian's skin.
I mean,
which I don't think she gives a flying about yeah. that.
I mean, I don't 100% trust a Page Six source for this to mm-hmm. be true, but mm-hmm. I don't put it past Kanye.
I mean, Kanye's going to do whatever he can to just be absolutely yeah. out there.
Yeah. So we know that Kim doesn't seem to be affected at all by Kanye's gestures mm-hmm. or even really threatened by Julia. She's obviously still dating Pete Davidson, and they seem to be getting pretty serious, which I'm, of course, loving. I mean, they did just take a romantic vacation together, but apparently it had its complications.
Yeah. So Page Six, your favorite source, said they'd originally planned to go to the Dominican Republic in early January. Kanye, everyone noticed he had that glass to the window. He heard about it and was apparently planning on showing up there. So Kim secretly changed the destination to the Bahamas. And that's how we got those photos of her and Pete smiling together, looking super into each other. I mean, Kanye's just going to have to accept it. Him and Miley. It's not
I mean,
happen.
Yeah, they really need to move on. I'm just picturing Kim walking outside and being like, "What is this cup with a string attached to it doing in my yard?" So, I mean, what do you think? Are Kanye and Julia honestly these two like smitten kittens, or is this all a big ridiculous stunt?
Here's what I think. You saying smitten kittens?
Yeah.
This early on a Tuesday is really sus.
That's how I start my days now.
But there's no way.
Yeah,
I just
seriously.
I mean, I'm sure tomorrow it's going to be somebody else. And
yeah,
he's just got, like you said, a revolving door of Barbies.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but that all black Balenciaga look he had her in with her thong hanging out was not it. I do not approve. So
my thing is, he's always styling these women, I expect them to have these huge, like, bubble coats on, because that's all he seems to wear these days.
Yeah. I mean, he's a fashion icon.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.